Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. Can I please start out with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
Yes, it's 2511-0401-0011-9764.
Perfect. Give me 1 second to pull this file up for you. You know what? That didn't work. Can you try it one more time for me? I'm sorry about that.
2511-0401-0011-9762.
There we go. 1 second while I pull this up. Perfect. And excuse me, who am I speaking to today?
My name is Kevin.
Perfect. And Kevin, we did just get a new phone system. Some calls have been dropping. So what's a good number to give you a call back just in case?
310-803-4653.
Perfect. And just going to have you confirm a few pieces of info that we have on file before you get started. And then I'd be glad to answer any questions you have, point you in the right direction. The legal name of the business is Decoded USA?
That's one of our DBAs.
Okay, perfect. So the DBA is one of the Decoded. Right. What's the legal business name then?
It's HDK Automotive USA.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business for?
This is our sixth year.
Perfect. And Kevin, are you the 100% owner of the business?
Right.
And can you please confirm the address we have on file?
5218 River Grade Road, Irwindale, California, 91706.
Perfect. And last question, are you a corporation, LLC, sole prop?
Corporation.
Do you know if it's an S-Corp or C-Corp?
C-Corp.
Perfect. All right, Kevin, what are you guys looking to do right now to grow the business, or do you have any questions?
Okay, what can you tell me? I have a few questions of my own. What can you tell me about this program that you guys are marketing?
Is it the working capital or equipment? Right? What are you trying to do as far as, something for the business here?
Well, we constantly have a need for both, so...
Okay. So, what kind of equipment are you looking at?
Some production line equipment.
Production line equipment. And do you have, quotes on that?
Oh, we do, but we're buying those. We have the funds for those, so.
Okay.
What can you tell me about this program?
Well, as far as equipment financing, it's, we're very competitive. We've been doing that for about 15 years, and it's, like your traditional car loan, around 2 to 5 year terms as far as length goes, mid single digit interest rates for, good credit. But we do deal with A through D tiers. It's very, very similar to what you're looking at a typical car loan. See, the working capital works a little bit different. It's a lot shorter in term length, more of a 3 months to 24 months. Sometimes we get approvals for longer, about 3 years in total, but not too much past that. And those are lump sum unsecured loans. And, as far as rates go, we can't really spit things off the top of our head because they're very dependent on, the revenues of the business and things like that. So the underwriting handles that part. But we can get you numbers in about 24 hours once we get, some bank statements and a tax return. That's pretty much all we need.
How do you do the repayment for these loans? Is it on a daily basis?
We do offer daily, weekly, and monthly, depending on which program for the working capital you're qualified for. That's dependent on, like I said, a couple, revenues and credit, personal credit and business credit. The equipment is a monthly payment all the time. It's a very standard stuff there. What were you looking to do with the capital here today, Kevin?
Well, like I said, we have a need for both. We're setting up production lines here, but it does sound to me, because we do get solicited a lot. So I just want to spend a couple of more minutes on this before I say yes or no. It does sound like the working capital, because we get solicited by some, you know, financial institution that propose working capital where they would take a daily payment from our bank account. That's not suitable for us.
That's not suitable?
Yeah, okay.
No, that's not suitable for us. They ask for a bank statement. We don't release our bank statement. That's for once. I am looking for something that's purely based on the company's credit worthiness and has nothing to do with any principal. So is that possible?
Well, as far as working capital, it's a loan primarily based on revenue, so we are going to need to see bank statements to issue any kind of terms or rates or to really have any sort of ballpark. We're going to need bank statements. But as far as the equipment, we can get around that. That's more based on personal credit history, business credit history, the industry of said business, how long you've been around for. I mean, you know, maybe it doesn't have to be a combined package here. You know, sometimes the capital isn't, you know, what the business is best suited for. It's not exactly what you need, and that's totally fine. What would you rate your personal credit like, Kevin, just to give you an idea of maybe if you could qualify for the weekly payments or not?
Well, you know, weekly payments is not good. My personal credit is very good, but my company's credit is extremely good. So I'd like to get my business out of my personal stuff. That's why we created a company. So, of course.
And these loans all go on the business. None of it goes on your personal credit. We just like to take a look at that because, you know, from a legal standpoint, we can't give somebody a loan who's got a tax lien on their house or some, you know, different things like that. And it is a good barometer of, you know, what kind of, you know, business and business person we're dealing with. So while it's not exactly based on personal credit, we do take a look at that.
Yeah, so, okay. So I got to jump into a call. I'm going to spend a couple more minutes on this today, and I will... We'll get back to you to see whether
What kind of equipment are you? You said production line equipment. Do you have a quote or any specific pieces that you're looking at, or is this more general inquiry?
Oh, we do. We do have some specific. We're actually buying these, so with our own, using our own cash. So we want to see if, you know, if the terms are good, then we could use equipment financing instead. But
yeah, of course, you know, stretch your payment out, get cash flows a little bit easier. Right. It sounds like we can definitely, the equipment is something you're definitely going to be happy with as far as our programs and the structure of that. The working capital, just from what I'm getting from you, as far as, you know, you don't want the daily as much, understandable. Right. We could see if you can qualify for a weekly or monthly payment in that apartment. But again, like I love to stress this point, though, that it's, you don't have to do both. If the capital is not up your alley, it's not something that makes sense to you, then no problem. But, you know, the equipment, we do have a match or beat policy. We pretty much, if you can get us a quote from any other lender saying they're going to give you this payment, we'd be happy to match it or in your business.
Okay. Well, let me, I got to jump into this call. Let me get back to you and see if you're going to put an application forward.
Perfect. Can I give you a call later on today, Kevin? Do you have time or are you going to call me?
Let's call each other. I got to unpack for the rest of the day, but let's stay in touch.
Again, give a call tomorrow morning around the same time.
That sounds good.
All right. Take care, Kevin.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Tell him to wait. I'm coming over.
Do you have my number, Kevin, so you can give me a call back on my direct line?